This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. In our last visit, we began amplifying the main points in our outline of James 4. Let's continue by looking at the second point based on James 4:4-6, being Christian in the world when you feel like compromising. James points out a general truth. Don't you know that friendship with the world is hatred toward God? Many believers don't see the pernicious nature of the world system in which we live. There are so many good things going on around us, we can be lulled into thinking everything is okay. But it isn't. The world system is at enmity with God. It wants to be your master. You can't have two masters. That would be spiritual adultery. Having stated the general truth, he proceeds to a specific warning. Anyone who chooses to be a friend of the world becomes an enemy of God. If you feel like compromising, beware. That choice makes you an enemy of God. To encourage you to be Christian in this situation, James shares a special provision. God puts the Holy Spirit in each believer's life. He is jealous that the undivided and uncompromised affections of believers are towards their God. If they turn humbly from a proud, independent attitude toward God, he promises to give them more grace. Quoting the Old Testament, James writes, "God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble." This is God's prescription for being Christian in the world when you feel like compromising. Follow his instructions, and you'll find him faithful toward you. The richness of life you then experience will free you from the destructive grip of the world system.